The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And so it's more and more important for customers now who are looking to companies they do business with. They want genuine, personalized support, bang for the buck, so to speak. Joining us right now, talk a little bit about this week being National Customer Service Week, is Head of Client Experience and Retail Client Solutions at Bank of America, Ashley Ross. Ashley, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having me today.
You know, customer expectations have changed a lot due to inflation and economic uncertainty, haven't they?
They certainly have. Absolutely. We see that customer spending is still strong, but perceptions from customers may be impacted by the news of inflation. Rising prices are putting pressure on customers' wallets and may impact their financial decisions. And when layering in inflation and its potential impact on how customers spend their money, we see even more demand from customers for meaningful, personalized experiences.
So what can companies do to help build trust and establish these relationships with their customers?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that customers expect to be treated as individuals. They want companies who understand what they're going through, companies that acknowledge the reality and that their needs are changing every day. And customers want to feel they have a personal relationship with your business. At Bank of America specifically, it's important for us to know our customers' financial goals so that we can share solutions and advice to make their next steps easier. And so businesses should really focus on creating that tailored experience to deliver personalized solution for every customer. And in that way, companies can anticipate clients' needs based upon what the clients and customers have shared with them.
And then,
side, as a consumer and a customer, you should feel that the brands you support not only listen to you, but follow through by taking action. At Bank of America, we know the importance of listening to our clients through feedback channels and following through by taking action. And we collect more than a million surveys a month through our real-time feedback tool, which has really grown over the years. And so really, you know, building those long-lasting relationships with customers really requires that listening and those personalized solutions.
You know, with inflation and economic uncertainty right now, what are some things that consumers can do to improve their financial health? What are some resources available to people that are concerned about their financial well-being?
Yeah, absolutely. I would mention three things. The first one is to really track and plan for new spending habits. As costs and fees rise due to inflation, it can be difficult to accurately regulate your short-term and your long-term spending. Leveraging digital banking tools to keep tabs on your spending can really help and mitigate some of that stress of those increasing prices by helping you really closely monitor your expenses. You know, one example at Bank of America, we have a tool, Erica, which is an AI-driven virtual assistant, which will help customers stay on top of their regular recurring charges and subscriptions to really better understand where your money is going and identify opportunities to save.
All right.
The second thing would be to, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Finish.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think the second thing would be to get rewarded for your everyday spending, to make sure to layer in loyalty and reward programs together to maximize your discounts and perks. So you mentioned, and this is National Customer Service Week, on October 6th through 8th, we give double cash back on select Bank of America deals. Another example would be in the upcoming holiday season. We have a More Rewards Day on November 5th. And at Bank of America, we're constantly looking for ways to reward our clients for their everyday spending. And then finally, third, you know, I would just say start by evaluating the partnership that you have with your bank. Your needs and expectations are ever evolving. and your financial institution needs to be able to keep up. So those are the three things. Track and plan for new spending habits, get rewarded for your everyday spending, and ensure you have a strong banking relationship.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Ashley, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.